Welcome to the Time to Thrive podcast, a podcast designed to help you level up every aspect in your life. I am one of your hosts, Jordan.
And I'm Jared. We are a multi-passionate couple so excited about helping others thrive in their health, wealth, relationships, and careers.
Together, we are here to share with you knowledge, experiences, tips, and tricks to help you step into your fullest potential while also keeping it real.
If you're ready to create the life of your dreams and have fun doing it, then you've come to the right place. So hit that subscribe button and press play, because baby,
it's time to thrive.
What is up? We are back for another episode and we are talking all about leadership. Leadership 101. Yeah. What is leadership and how to build it?
And how to get, so if you guys know at this point, and if you're new, we are in the network marketing space. We have a top 1% business in the network marketing space. And a question that we get from a lot of people, especially as you start to grow. So even if your business is small right now and whatnot, is how do you build leaders? And how do you get leaders off the ground and running from the get-go?
And how do you become a leader? And it's one of those things where we deal with a lot of people who probably like didn't play high level sports, didn't really fully grasp the understanding of what leadership means in that avenue. Whereas for us, like we both played high level sports and really understood the power of leadership and like how to kind of build and foster and create that kind of mentality.
Yeah. And then we just had to implement and learn, and we're constantly learning.
Constantly learning.
But how we could apply that to business, right? So we're going to take you guys through a couple steps. I don't know. It looks like there's about 8 of them here.
We're not going to number them off. We're just going to go
just some tips on if you are somebody that is really wanting to step into your leadership, really wanting to build your team. Let's say you have a couple new builders with you. How to really get them going. Or if you're in a rut and you're like, okay, I have people, but like they're just not doing the things. You might take away a couple points here to get the fire back.
And it all starts with simplification. Like, think about your business. Think about what you're doing. And are you overcomplicating things to not only yourself, but to your team, to the people that are in your organization and in your business? Are you making things too complicated? When we first started, like, would I have wanted to know the 7 million different things? No. I want to know 3 main points that are going to be able to become income producing activities so that I can get started feeling good about what I'm doing. If I'm running something and it's a couple simple steps to get my feet wet and to get me started, it's going to be a lot easier to, number one, maintain that feeling, but number two, start to want more. Start to want to feel like you want that checklist to go from 3 to 10, right? But if we are overcomplicating and we don't have things simplified enough, for someone that's new, it's going to feel very, very daunting.
And this is one of the big reasons why, you know, it's something so small, but we don't add people into our group chat right away. No. We have a big group chat for our team, which fosters so many positive things. But for somebody who's new into a business opportunity, that is so overwhelming. So we wait until we've had like a one-on-one call with them. We've gone through their goals. We've got them set up. We've given them kind of their first 3 steps to be able to check in with them with and to go from there. And then it offers us the opportunity to really communicate to them the intentions and the goals of the group chat and go from there. So I see that as a massive, I would say, I don't want to say mistake, but kind of a mistake that people make when they have somebody new into their business.
Well, what it really is it's one of those things where someone is on day 2 and someone is on day 200 or day 2000. And you really start to look back and be like, the day 2 person hops in and the day 2000 person starts asking these questions that are super, super high level. And it's like, what am I doing? Where am I? What does that even mean? And then all of a sudden they start getting into their own mental mindset and their own mental funk about being like, I can't do this. There's no way I can understand what they're talking about. And then they start to like disbelief in themselves.
So instead of overwhelming them with group chats and all this kind of stuff, which can seem really exciting, especially as a new leader, you're like, okay, no, they're going to love that. They're going to see it. They're going to have so much accessibility, all the stuff. I want you to shift that focus to be the question of how can I get this person into as many conversations as possible, as quickly as possible. Okay. 100%. That is where we as leaders really start to pick up steam for our people. And that looks different for everyone. Okay. So not every builder is going to have the same, I would say, like launch plan. Some people are really great online. Some people are really great in person. Some people, you're not really sure how, so you're going to try a couple things and you're going to let them know, hey, this first thing we're going to do isn't a make it or break it. So let's try it out. Let's get you into some conversations, get you learning how to do this, and then let's pivot and go to the next one, right?
But you want to be able to find their path on like what it is that's going to be feeling good for them. And it's not going to be the same for every single person, right? But being able to get in those conversations, and especially in a business that runs on conversations and runs on talking to people, you need to make sure that that is the number one step.
And that's something too, like when we do that, we are in those conversations with them. We are in three-way chats because they, when you start any job, when I started in dentistry, I didn't have confidence explaining, you know, the difference between a bridge or an implant, why this tooth needs that treatment or whatever. Like, that's all practice. And because I listened to other people explain it and I took little key points and I learned different little nuances that really made sense and the analogies that clicked for people, and I saw that, then I could implement it, right? You are literally duplicating that within those three-way conversations for your new builder.
And the thing is too, what I want you to think about is go back to any job that you first started, any sort of thing where you were a rookie at, you had more questions than answers. You always had more questions than answers. But that is the reason why we are here. We are here to help and support and nurture you so that when you're looking back, you're like, this has been a very, very successful month. And now I have a lot more answers than questions.
Yeah.
But getting, go ahead.
So I was just going to say, getting those conversations going, those are planting seeds. Those are not picking the fruit off the tree, right? We got to plant those seeds. We got to get going. You might have a couple fruit, but a lot of them are going to be growing. A lot of them are going to be waiting for that consistency. They just need more social proof. They need all that. And that is okay. So make sure that you're letting your new builder know that. But your job is to get them into conversation, is to get them into activity as soon as you can.
And that's the key. Conversations and activity is what drives a business. When people jump in and they start wanting to make all of this fancy content and recreate graphics and recreate all these different things, it's like, we have all of these set up. We have all these kind of done for you. The goal in the beginning is to make sure that you aren't using your time inefficiently in a spot that you realistically don't really know where you're at yet.
And unless they're really proficient on socials, we don't focus on socials a lot, because that's usually an extra for people. Even though a lot of people from the outside think that, you know, network marketing is all on social media and that's how we build. Like, honestly, no, that is the icing on top. But showing up on social media is not us working our business. It's some of it, but it's not all of it. And it's definitely not where I would say a new business builder to start for 90% of them.
Because most of the time when people start this business and they start other sort of ventures, they were sharing their cat. They were sharing their dog. They were sharing, for me, for instance, I look back at where I was at when I first started and I was like throwing up throwback Thursdays. You're getting one post a week and it was from like 3 years ago and it was a throwback.
A photo. Man crush Monday. Yeah. You know, it was like all these different
things. All these crazy things. But like, that's what it comes down to, is like most of the time, they aren't experts. And that is a piece that is like the little cherry on top, where we can start to add that in a slow pace.
And I think even for yourself, a good reminder about the expert tip, because that's a really great point that Jared made, is like, honestly, when I stopped showing up as such an expert around scientific information about ingredients, yes, it's great to know that like, L-carnitine is in one of our products and blah, 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 blah. And what that does, that's great. But that actually hindered our business growth.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, like, no one gives a shit about that. Like, at the end of the day, when I'm watching someone talk about a product or a service, I want to know, number one, what the problem is that it's being solved for me, or what kind of solution are you selling me? Is this going to make my day easier? Is it going to make my day harder? Is it going to make my skin look better? Or are you just telling me a bunch of whack ingredients that realistically I don't even know what they do, nor do I know the name of them, nor do I want to listen to you talk about these things like a scientist?
So if you feel like you have to show up with this beautifully aesthetic feed and that's what you're putting out there, and like, to some people that matters, yes, there is a small percentage of the population that matters to, but you're also setting the precedent of how your future consultants or clients or whatever feel like they need to show up. Mm-hmm. So you are setting that example. If you are showing up as an expert, people will think they need to be an expert to join you and do what you do, right? If you are showing up as, you know, the mom of three who is showing up in the chaos and sharing how things are for you, if that's the vibe that you're giving out, people are going to look at you and say, hey, I could do that.
Yep.
Like, I could do that. Those products look simple for me to use. I'd love that service. Like, whatever it is, whatever business you're in, being relatable is awesome. So teach your new leaders to do that, to show up in a way that is authentic to them, to get into conversations, because those conversations are going to trump everything. And with that, that's going to also help them to start their funnel. Yeah. So having those conversations and teaching them, okay, so if Sally is ready to purchase, this is what you're going to do. This is how you're going to lead them. This is how you're going to nurture. If they don't, this is what you're going to do. This is how you're going to lead them. This is how you're going to nurture. Honestly, every single conversation is an opportunity to teach about a funnel, whether it be a follow-up funnel, whether it be a nurture funnel, whether it be a value funnel. All of those things can be a teaching point, and that's your job.
And that's what leadership comes down to, right? And if you really want to be able to develop those skills as a leader, you also need to be able to put yourself in that leadership position and check in with these people. Check in with the people who said yes to the opportunity of signing up and spending their money to be mentored by you. Because if you're just going to sign them up and they were the ones that said, hey, you know what? I trust you enough to be able to help you, or to be able to have you help me build a business. That was a tongue twister and a half. Then make sure that you are checking in with them realistically more than you think that you need. Because there are going to be times where they were going to say, you haven't messaged them in a week, and they're going to say, oh yeah, like I had these questions, but like I didn't want to bother you, or I didn't want to reach out. The amount of times that people have said, oh, but I didn't want to bother you, Jared. It's like, no, please bother me. This is my job. My job is to help make you successful. And if I'm not checking in, I'm not doing my job to be able to make sure that you are the most successful person in the room.
Okay, mamas, this one is for you, because I know that there are a ton of you listening in. And I know that there's also probably a ton of you that when you go to the dental office with your kid, you are stressed. You literally want to get out of there without them crying, without them screaming, and without them having any cavities. So I have been there. I have chatted with so many parents day in and day out throughout my years in dentistry. So I have put together an amazing dental ebook for you. It is called The Tooth Fairy Secrets, and it is everything that you need to know from the time your child is a newborn till about age 10. And it goes through so many of the most frequently asked questions. We're talking when to start brushing their teeth, techniques to manage behavior around this, when to visit the dentist for the first time. That's a big one. How to ease nerves around dental visits, fluoride versus non-fluoride. When should teeth start coming in? When should teeth start falling out? Screening for ortho, pacifiers, preventing cavities, and so many more questions that I really, really dive into in this ebook. It is packed with information, and it is so affordable because I truly feel that there is this gap in the marketplace for parents to have education around dental needs. I don't want you have to spend a ton of money at the dental office on filling cavities, doing all these things. I'd rather you have these answers at home from the comfort of your phone. So if you have not asked any of these questions, you probably will, unless you get this ebook. So I have put the link in the bio for you to click on. It is super affordable, and I really just hope that it helps you throughout this time in your life with your kiddos. Yeah, and the thing too, and I will be devil's advocate to that, because you know we are quite on top of it with our check-ins and our accessibility, but if you are somebody that's in this position, please reach out to your mentors.
Yeah.
It is mainly your job. They should be there. If you reach out, they should be there to support you. They should be there to help you. That should be a relatively prompt return time. But it is your job. It is your responsibility. It is your energy. It is an efforts in results out business. But your leader should be there and should be accessible and should be able to, you know, I always say, like, I never take it for granted when somebody has paid their hard-earned money to be like, no, out of all of the companies, out of all of the teams, out of all of the mentors, I choose you. You are the person. So don't take that lightly. If you are a team of one, if you are a team of two or three, you have people who out of all of the mentors in the world chose you. So show up with that energy. Lead from the front. Do the things. Check in with them. Like, help them nurture. Help them get into conversations. That is so, so, so huge. Don't get into that trap of comparison where you're like, oh, but I don't have this team, or I don't, it doesn't look like this, or I'm not doing these numbers and bringing in these sales. That will come, but it's not going to come if you stay in that comfort zone of excuses.
And at the end of the day, like, you are not the other person. You're you. So start acting like you are you and making sure that you're coming from a place of, this is who I am, and I'm not changing who I am to try and fit the box of somebody else. Because so-and-so's business is not your business, and your business is not so-and-so's business. But you have completely different values to be able to bring to the table, and that is why the person chose you over somebody else.
And that comes through to our next point, is team culture, okay? So even if you're a team of one, if you're a team of two or three or 10 or 100 or 500 or 1,000, what is the team culture that you want to have on your team? And are you passing that down and involving your new leaders in that, right? With that, the cool thing is that that's going to set the tone for, I believe, your the most pace, important thing. Your community, all of these, what you want, you know, the relationships to be like. And it also gives you that sense, like, I would say every single person on our team knows, like, we are 1,000% there for you for anything. We will go to bat for our team so hard.
So hard.
But we will also remind you of your potential.
Yeah.
Like, we will love on you, but we will also give you that respectful urge of, like,
nudge, but yes.
Yeah, that nudge, not urge, that nudge to be like, okay, I hear you, I feel you, but this is what you're capable of. And we want to push you to that because we know that that is possible.
And that's one of the biggest things about being a leader, and especially in this space, is like, people are going to make excuses that were created in their own minds. But like, you have to be there to be the person to move past that and to show them what their potential is, because they have so much potential. But your mind does crazy things where a couple things don't go your way, and all of a sudden you feel much more less than you should. And that is why great leaders are here to help pick up that person from,
and paint vision,
drowning in the water, and pull them out and be able to bring them back onto shore and be able to help run alongside them.
Yeah. And if you are in the network marketing space, like, I firmly believe that building to the top 8% is the hardest thing.
Yeah.
Getting to the top 2%, the top 1%, like, those are difficult for sure. But honestly, it's energy and it's rinse and repeat of all the activity that you've already learned. I firmly believe that it's the hardest time when you aren't really getting those sexy paychecks yet. You aren't really seeing those accolades and those successes and all of that, like, the glitz and the glam. But it's having that vision, and it's having leaders that paint that vision and give you that perspective of what your potential is. That's what drives you. And those people that stick with it, those people that don't give in, and that they know, okay, my work is compounding. That's the beautiful thing about this industry, is that your work compounds. That doesn't happen at the dental office. That doesn't happen in most jobs. You show up, you work hourly. It's not like you compound income off of the hours that you work. You might get a 2% raise. It's not much. If that. But when you can do that time and time again, and you can get through that little hump of effort versus reward, it is so, 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 so huge. Okay.
And lastly, if you are a leader in this space, if you are a leader on any sort of team that you have, making sure that the person who joins you gets a paycheck immediately, so that way they can start to see the vision of what is actually possible, right? They get something immediately and they get their first paycheck, they get excited. If it takes a few weeks, if it takes a couple months, the excitement starts to dwindle very, very quickly. Because they're saying, well, I've been putting in all these things, but I'm not seeing any sort of results. Yes, you can't just get someone a paycheck, but you can give them the tools and everything that's aligned to be able to get them that paycheck.
And it doesn't need to be a $500, $1,000 paycheck. Having some other source of income, the number one income earner in our company, who now does multi-millions in sales a month, her first paycheck was $18. Okay. But it was $18 that she wouldn't have had if she didn't start her business.
Exactly.
And from there, she kept her vision. She kept her excitement. She kept going.
She kept showing
up.
And
now she's the number one income earner. She's amazing. She's so lovely. But our goal whenever we bring on a leader, and what I believe yours should be too, is how can I get them a paycheck? Because yes, we are a business and an industry about community and support and personal development and all of these things. But at the end of the day, you probably wouldn't do it for free.
No.
You are here to make an income, to make money, to bring in some extra dollars for your family, to pay off your debt, to pay off your bills, to travel, to have the finer things. That is at the core of why we work. Okay, if you're not making money, the community and everything can be as lovely as it seems, but you probably wouldn't do it for free, right? So us getting our new leaders a paycheck within the first 2 weeks is huge. It's and the beautiful so thing about this network marketing industry is, especially with our company, is as soon as you start, you can be earning money that next Tuesday. Okay, paycheck could be rolling into your bank account that next Tuesday. You can be getting paid 5 extra times a month. And that is massive for families.
It is huge, because there's so many other companies where it's like you have to reach a certain amount of XYZs and do 10 backflips and sell 3 magic beans to be able to get 50% off products. It's like, what am I doing this for?
Yeah.
Whereas like if you sell a product, you get paid. Simple.
Yeah, keeping things simple, keeping things high energy, and keeping that return on investment is huge. And I think the other thing that's really cool too, and I'll just add this in at the end, because if you've been listening this far, you're probably either in the business or you're interested in the business. So this is a really key point, is the cool thing that our company did roll out this year, which I think is just such a huge, huge point, is in your first 2 months of the business, when you sell $1,000 worth of product, and your own orders are included in that $1,000, you actually get your full sign-up cost refunded back to you. So you now have a turnkey business for free that you've already earned commissions on, and you're growing. It's like,
you're set up for success.
It's literally mind-blowing. It's a no-brainer.
It's an absolute no-brainer. And yeah, we share this because we want to be able to share this with every single person that comes across our page and that we get in contact with, because it truly did change our life, and like it developed us into the leaders that we are today.
And I think just we have so much faith, and we're so firmly planted in this business and this industry, that we just want to share that with you guys. So if you have any questions, reach out to us. Again, scroll down, tap the little link in our show notes. We can get in touch. You can learn a little bit more about what we do, how we do it, how you get paid, all the things. And we'd love to be in touch and mentor you to whatever your goals may be.
We love you guys, and we will see you in the next one.
Cheers. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. It is our mission to help as many people truly thrive in all aspects of their life. It honestly means the world to us that you are here.
If you got any value, support, or takeaways from today's episode, the best thing that you can do is screenshot this episode and share it to your social media. Or you can leave us a review below. We read every single one.
If you are looking for additional support or resources, check the episode details below or send us a message on Instagram. We would love to connect.